You're listening to a podcast. A podcast of sounds. Sounds, but no visions except the visions that I put into your head. Into your head, but that's very clever. Into your head podcast. I put stuff into your head. I climb inside your mind like a walrus climbing inside the mind of a mouse. Climbing inside the mind of a chicken being swallowed by a woman who swallowed it to catch a fly. It's a woman who lives in a with eight dogs. This is the sort of crap that people put into your head nowadays. All these writers and all these people, they're putting crap like that into your head. Don't stand for it. Stick to the real world. It's much more realistic. The real world is much more realistic than the fictional world, I think you'll find. Anyway, you're listening to Into Your Head. Hello.
Into Your Head.
Two cats walk into a haberdashery. One of the cats straight away, as is his impulse from these stories, he goes over to the right, over towards where the lounge would usually be if this were a two cats walk into a bar story. Unfortunately, there's no lounge. There's not even a changing room. It's a little local village haberdashery. Do haberdasheries even have a need for change rooms? I don't know. I've forgotten what a haberdashery is. I'm sure I used to know. If you look up what a haberdashery is on the internet, then you'll find out what it is, or else you'll find a vandalised Wikipedia page and it'll say a haberdashery is a type of space shuttle exhaust system. And for the rest of your life, every time you see a haberdashery down in your local high street, you'll be very, very impressed. You'll say, we've very high tech businesses coming to the town today, so you'll benefit from that mistake. Sometimes vandalising benefits you. You go around with an extra piece of misplaced pride in your local town, extra confidence of you, an extra leap in your step, and all because someone vandalised the haberdashery page on Wikipedia. Let's have a look at the haberdashery page on Wikipedia, because I'm pretty sure my local shitty little town has some haberdasheries. It would be nice to know that it was space shuttle related or something. Let's see, haberdashery. I presume haberdasher will do. A haberdasher is a person who sells small articles for sewing, such as buttons. Oh, that's really disappointing. Buttons, ribbons, zips, and other notions. We have one of those shops there, but I don't like it. I went down there with my leather jacket once, and I said, "Will you fix this?" And they're all smiles and chatty. They say, "Oh, we'll certainly fix this. Come back on Thursday." And then I came back on Thursday, and they said, "Well, sure, it's not done yet. Why are you here?" I said, "Because you said it would be ready on Thursday." Apparently time doesn't apply in small local towns like this. You're not supposed to come back at the time stated. You're supposed to, you're supposed to come back. They seem very surprised. That's a bit of a boring story. I'm very sorry that my day-to-day life isn't completely full of cats walking into haberdasheries and setting off nuclear weapons. Oh, that reminds me. I was on the story. Two cats walk into haberdashery. One of them, the one who usually sits down. Although that's misleading, because they take turns with their rounds when they go into a bar, so there isn't one who always sits down. No, they take turns. But this one, strangely enough, the one who bought last night's rounds, so it would be his turn to sit down if this was a lounge. So Yohermachty, because cats are creatures of habit, Yohermachty thinks, it's not my turn to buy a round, I'll head for the lounge. So he heads over to the left. Unfortunately, there's nothing there except a display of haberdashery items such as zips and buttons and other stuff. If you want to know more, see Wikipedia. Go to Wikipedia. Look up Wikipedia. Do a Google search for Wikipedia and you'll get to it. And then do a Wikipedia search for haberdashery, and it'll say, "Will haberdasher do?" I just say yes, that'll do. I'll glean from that whatever I need to know, and apply it to the word haberdashery, because I've got a bit of mental capacity in me. I can read a thing that's about haberdasher and derive from that what a haberdashery would be. It's not that fucking complicated. 36 years of experience, although it's not me we're talking talking about. We're talking about you. I don't know how many years you have of experience on the planet, but most of you are quite old. I have quite an old demographic. A lot of you are in your 50s and 60s and 40s and 30s. Some of you are in your 20s. I very much doubt there's any 13-year-olds listening to this. I hope the fuck not. Is there anyone under 25 listening to this? Let me know. Go to their website, click on my Facebook and Twitter, or wherever it is you use, and let me know. Tell me, I'm a 12-year-old and I listen to your show. Well, you need to stop listening straight away, because this isn't suitable for children, unless your parents have vetted this first, in which case, fine. But just be aware, I'm going to be talking absolute pure filth. Filthy. I'll be saying things like fucking wanky, arsey, arsey, wank. In fact, I already have in previous episodes. I've gone fucky, wanky, wanky, arsey, wanky, cunty, cunty, wanky, wanky. And that sort of thing is not suitable for your ears. So if you're going to be listening, I want to make damn sure that Christ has held that your parents have authorised it, and they can take the blame for any corruption that happens to you as a result. Suffice to say, two cats walking to a haberdashery, one of them goes over and collapses in a heap because there's no sofa there. He doesn't know what to do. He's a creature of habit, and he has a breakdown. Not a breakdown as us humans think of a breakdown as. No, he doesn't break down in the middle of the street. And after our car broke down in the middle of the street the other day, as it happens, quite near that haberdashery, a very busy crossroads in the narrow main street on a Saturday afternoon. I had to push the frigging car around the corner to a car park. There was nine big bags of whiskers in it. I had to push the car and nine big bags of whiskers round the corner to a car park and get a jump, and all because some fucking cunt in an industrial state put in giant speed bumps that caused our battery to come loose. You're a cunt, whoever runs that industrial estate in Nace, the one with the beds and co, or whatever it's called, sofas, cost price sofas and bed plus, whoever owns that industrial estate, you need to lower your frigging speed bumps. Give us a fucking break. Give us a fucking break. A fucking break. A break for... No, not that. It's got to go down that road. But suffice to say, if you're into putting speed bumps in the middle of industrial estates, there's something wrong with... There's something... maybe not something wrong with you. I'm not a doctor. I can't be diagnosing things. I'm not willing to take responsibility for your medical... your medical development. Whatever happens to you. Not that I wish you any ill health. No. If you have any health problems like that, go seek out a professional. Look them up on the internet. Not Wikipedia, but look them up on the internet or in your local citizens information office. Or wherever you look. Where do you look for stuff when you don't have internet? I don't know. Maybe you ring up directory inquiries. But where do you get the number from that? I suppose you listen to those TV ads where they go 90 90 11 8 90 90 90. They drill it into you. They go 90 90 11 8 90. They're doing well with the insurance ads as well now. They'll say, visit our website, here's what it's called. It's called hereisourwebsite.com. We're going to use special technologies to engrave it onto your TV screen, so it'll be there for at least half. Oh, that's a thing. I just had an idea. Advertisers. New form of advertising. If you got a TV channel, you should sell special ads where anyone watching on an LCD screen sees the name of your business burnt into their screen for 2 hours after the ad airs. Absolutely fucking fantastic. Absolutely fucking fantastic. Or you could air ads while the TV is off, while the screen is off. You could air ads on the blank screen there. I hear they were trying to do something similar with DVRs, so they put ads on while you're fast forwarding. Put ads on while the TV is off, so we can look at them, or not look at them, or whatever happens. Can't be any worse than the current situation where you're putting on ads and I'm just fast forwarding through every one of them because I record everything. Absolutely fucking fantastic. Anyway, on with the show.
Into your head.
I don't think I finished the two cats walk into a haberdashery story. Don't worry. There's plenty of time left. There's plenty of time. One the cat had a breakdown. As I was saying, not the type of breakdown the host people have where we break down in the street. Not a nervous breakdown. Well, in fact, yes, it was a nervous breakdown. The cat had a nervous breakdown because it didn't know what to do. I thought, oh Christ, usually at this point I'd go over to a nice lounge over there and sit down while he gets the beer in, but now there's not. It's a different kind of business. There's no lounge here, and for another thing, he's not going to get me any beer. I'm not sure I can go a whole half hour without beer. And then the cat thinks about this and thinks, maybe I have a problem. I'm a cat, he's in a haberdashery, and all I can do is think about beer. Maybe I need to go to that anonymous place where you go if you have a problem with that. I don't want to name it because it's anonymous. Have to have a bit of consideration for these people. The cat then has a breakdown. It lies down on the floor with its belly up, and then it remembers, I'm a cat. I don't leave my belly exposed unless I'm very, very feeling very safe and comfortable. So it covers its belly with a bit of cloth that the haberdashery stocks. Takes a bit of cloth off a shelf and puts it over its belly, and then the haberdashery or the haberdashery's assistant or intern or whoever that person happens to be comes along and says, hello, can I help you with something? And the cat goes, meow, 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 meow. And the haberdashery or the haberdashery's assistant or the haberdashery's intern or whoever the person may be says, that's cute, you're a cat rolling on the floor, but you seem to be using my clean stock as a blanket. I'd rather you didn't do that, unless you're going to buy it. And the cat says, I'll fucking buy it. How much is it? And the haberdasher says, it's 87 euros a yard. How much do you want? And the cat says, well, how much do I have to buy? Surely to Christ, you only need me to buy whatever I'm using here. And the haberdasher says, well, you seem to be using a whole roll, just like you would with a ball of wool, except it's less fun for you because it's not a ball of wool, it's a ball of material, a big wide strip of material, and therefore also much more expensive than wool. So do you want 85 meters? The cat says, I don't know, I'm a cat, I can't measure things. Give me a fucking break. It's a miracle that I'm even talking to you like this, especially while I'm having a nervous breakdown here. I'm having a nervous breakdown and having a conversation with a haberdashery or a haberdashery's assistant or a haberdashery's intern or whoever you are. Yes, I'm still only a domestic cat. Is that impressive or what? I think that's fucking impressive. And then the cat slowly comes out of its breakdown, it gains some confidence in itself, realizes how fantastic it is, and he gets up and strides majestically and confidently over to the counter and takes out his debit card and says, here you go, charge me what you will for that, and I'll go out and catch a rat. I'm a poet as well, isn't that fucking amazing, it thinks. Charge me what you want for that and I'll go out and catch a rat. And again, yeah, of course, the haberdasher or whoever she's called, or he, we don't know whether it's a she or a he, because the cat isn't close enough to smell her or him. So the haberdashery runs through the debit card, and of course it gets rejected. I say of course it gets rejected. Not all cats have bad credit, that's unfair. Well, in this circumstance, it gets rejected, and the cat says, oh, and runs out, leaving the other cat there. The other cat is surprisingly, because the cat who goes up to the counter first, and not the one who goes looking for a lounge, is usually the star of the story. For in this particular case, it's the other way around. Funny how life works out, isn't it? Anyway, we got there eventually. We got to the end of the story. Connie's mole chucked her into your head.
Now,
I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, he's halfway through the show now, or thereabouts. He should probably advertise something, because this show has to have at least some form of revenue, so he should do some advertising. That's good thinking, Batman. Here we go with some do you want the free audio book? Of course you do. Go to intoyourhead.com, down the right-hand side of the page, click on the free audio book thing. You sign up for a no-risk trial with Audible. You can download a free audio book of your choice and keep it, and then just cancel before they start charging you. And I get a big cut. You can get the latest Stephen King audio book. It's 872 hours long. You can get Steve Jobs' biography, loads of other stuff. Loads of other stuff to choose from in audio book form for when you run out of... It's the same Audible that you hear advertised on Mark Maron and all the other podcasts, except if you get it through me, you're helping the little people. If you've already done that, just go buy something on Amazon and use my Amazon links. Same thing, intoyourhead.com, down the right hand side of the page, use my Amazon links every time you buy anything, or click on my cat and pet supplies affiliates. There's one in the UK and one in America. Click on the links there. They've also have an affiliate who sells glasses, spectacles online, ships them worldwide from England. I've had a few people recently buy their glasses through there. Not me. I've been asked how come I didn't get my glasses through there. Well, for one thing, it's an affiliate program. There'd be no point me getting it because you don't get any money out of your... You can't sell stuff to yourself in advertising and expect to get paid for it. Doesn't work like that. For another thing, I'm a special case because I hadn't been to a proper optician for about 10 years. The last one I went to made a fuck up. Basically told me my eyes were falling out, which indeed they were falling out, but from a different thing to what she diagnosed. So I have to go to special people and get things done, and then go to the supermarket and get my glasses there and make sure I have a damn good look at them before I accept them. Suffice to say, go do stuff and have things. Intoyourhead.com, all the affiliates down the right hand side of the page, and get your free audio book and donate to the tip jar and all the rest of it, and then you and I will be just fine. We can continue with this little thing where I spend my life making podcasts and putting them out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Absolutely fucking fantastic. This is what the communists wanted to stop. They wanted to put a stop to this. You remember back in the war, there was a fella in England called Lord Haw Haw. I spoke about him recently, but couldn't remember his name. His name was Lord Haw Haw. He was either in Germany or England, and he was broadcasting propaganda for either the Nazis or the British Defence. I can never remember which. He's famous because he did radio broadcasts from his house or something, just like what I'm doing, except it's not during the war. Well, he didn't have the likes of Audible and Amazon and pet food affiliates and glasses to back him up, but I do, so we can continue this forever. It's not going to stop at the end of the war. It's going to go on until I get, until my tongue falls out, which mightn't be too far away, but we'll keep going until then anyway. Anyway, on with the show. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, what happened there? What happened there? Or maybe you're not, because I didn't record. Oh, I didn't record it, so you're not thinking what happened there. I'm telling you what you should be thinking, though, if you are able to somehow hear psychically everything that goes on in this room, even when I'm not recording. But no, stuff went on after I stopped recording the last segment that you won't have heard unless you're psychic. In which case, if you are psychic, you won't need me to tell you what you're thinking there, because you're able to psychically determine what I'm thinking you're thinking, which makes the whole thing rather pointless, I suppose. But just in case that's not the case, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking, I know what he's going to do now. He's going to do one of his I know what you're thinking there bits. I like it, some sort of sophisticated Fry and Laurie sketch. No, it's not a bit at all. It's just him. It's just basically him saying stuff, which is pretty much all a podcast is, you know. It's just some Some fella or woman sitting in the front of a microphone in some spare room in the middle of the bog arse end of County Kildare saying stuff. That's all it is. It's the only difference between me saying stuff and anyone else saying stuff is that I record it and put it on the internet and you don't. You don't record yourself and put it on the internet. Oh, some of you do. Some of you do. Manny the mailman does, for example. Manny the mailman records himself, and but although he did take an 8-year break recently, but no, Manny the mailman records himself. You can hear him at onsug.com. Who else records himself? Brian Jude records himself. You can hear him at his new network. Just search for Brian Jude, you'll find his whole network of stuff. What else? Everyone does. Everyone has a podcast nowadays. There's nobody listening to anything because they're all too busy talking. So yeah, blah, 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 look at me, I have a podcast. Stop having fucking podcasts. I've been doing this since 2006. I've earned my space here, but the rest of you need to stop, especially comedians. You don't need to all have a freaking podcast, and you certainly don't all need to interview people for an hour every week. Stop interviewing people. There's only so many questions you can ask frigging whoever it is you're interviewing, and they've been asked before, and they either answer them or they evaded them, and that's that. They're not a frigging policeman. You don't need to be interviewing everybody, and even if you were, it would be inappropriate to record it as an entertainment show and put it on the internet. That's not where your job as a policeman. Like, you're not even a policeman. In fact, you're a woman. So don't get a fucking grip. Know your place in society. I'm a podcaster, you're a listener. Let's keep that relationship as it is. Stop starting fucking podcasts every 5 minutes. Let's lock down the whole podcast system now. Nobody else is allowed to start another podcast until one of us dies or retires. That's how it's going to be. Because it's getting fucking ridiculous. It's like every fucking person has a fucking podcast and nobody's listening to them because they're too busy making them. Nobody's going to listen to you if we're all busy talking. So shut up and listen. That's basically the point here. Shut up and listen.
What do you call a man with a caffeine addiction, 8 cats, a podcast, and a very understanding wife? You call him Neil, and you can find him at intoyourhead.com.
September 11th, 1999. An essay by me. It feels like several years have passed since the events of September 11th, 1999, and for me anyway, they have faded into memory, and I cannot for the life of me remember how I spent that day. One thing is for certain, I was several years younger than I am today, and the turn of the millennium was but a pair of cat's eyes on the horizon of the winter solstice, waiting for its arrival to shed disappointingly little light on the eternal questions which we therefore carry with us into the 21st century. And now, here we are, 3/5 of a decade later, at time of writing anyway, yet can it be called a decade when it splits its legs unequally not only between the 90s and the noughties, but between 2 centuries of different beginnings, and between 2 millenniums, no one now wholly of the past, the other almost entirely, and in any case sufficiently so for it to be predominantly the case, and therefore the dominant simply by the application of the principle majority rule, which any healthy democracy knows is the fairest possible way, albeit not a perfect one, of the future. And where are we today? As a child, I used to visualise the months of the year as being arranged in a wheel shape, with November at 11 o'clock on a steep incline, and this time of year at the bottom of a friendly downhill slope from Christmas. If I'm right, that means we go back round the same wheel every year, which means that effectively the passage of time can only bring limited advances until we end up back where we are, like a year-long Groundhog Day. That is why no amount of training for years in space and engines that last forever can enable man to reach the furthest planets. It is simply chronologically impossible to get anywhere that was more than a year away. That's why plants flower but one a year rather than trying what they know is unachievable, flowering continuously through consecutive calendrical cycles. It's why animals go into hibernation to make sure they are not active continuously for more than 1 year at a time. For if nature allowed us to continue something through 2 years in a row, she knows we would recognise it the second time round and know that she was cheating and reusing the same year all the time. It's why the world can only grow big enough to spin once on its axis in any year. And thank Christ for that. Our lives are busy enough rushing around from place to place. The last thing we need is to live on a planet that spins, say, twice as fast as it currently does. No doubt some pharmaceutical manufacturer would come up with a cure for dizziness and through lack of competition keep the price high until its patent runs out after 70 years, 35 new years. Clearly the less adventurous among us would have to move to one of the polar extremes, which rotate less quickly. And what with the melting of the ice caps, we would experience an extreme shortage of ice and have to drink hot beverages all the time. The resultant extra heat would cause untold acceleration in global warming, and we'd be pretty much banjaxed. Don't say you aren't warned, or at least if you must lie, try not to lie to yourself. It's one thing deceiving others, it's quite another thing to try to con yourself. That's just a recipe for disaster. Just yesterday I tried to trick myself out of €5 which I wanted for sweets. Next thing I knew, I'd inexplicably lost €5 of my own money. I have no idea where. First published on one of my old websites several years ago. Hello. Monkey nuts, that's what they called them. They called them, they called them monkey nuts, as I believe I just said that. You have to say everything twice or three times or four times or five times. Surely to Christ not. This is recorded. You can replay it. You can have a live action replay. Except, of course, it's not live. Although the replaying event is live, I suppose. Everything's live when you think about it. If I watch a video that was made 100 years ago, the event of me watching it is live. You're not watching a film of me watching the video. No, I'm in the live situation there of being sitting in front of a screen watching it and doing that live. No matter how long ago the thing was recorded, it may be full of corpses, dead corpses, filmed 800 years ago on a wooden camera made out of one. Oh, one of those cameras you made by pricking a thing with a needle and putting an iPhone into it or something would be the modern equivalent. But there's no non-modern equivalent of the iPhone, remember. So when you're making all these analogies about the past, try not to insert things like iPhones into them, because you'll end up looking fucking stupid. That's why nobody respects the Flintstones anymore. You look at the Flintstones, they've got their fucking stone cars and their fucking stone houses and their fucking stone heads and their frigging, they've got modern domestic cats in the Flintstones and the Jetsons. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. A modern domestic cat wasn't around in the past. That's why it's called modern, and that's why it's called domestic too. A cave doesn't count as a domestic situation. If you're living in a cave, you do not have a domestic household, and you should have a saber. I don't know, now that you mentioned, I think they had a saber-toothed cat, did they? I don't know. I can't remember the details of the Flintstones because I'm a grown-up. I don't watch childish cartoons. Laughter track or no laughter. Adding a laughter track, Mr. Hanna-Barbera, to a cartoon does not make it an adult situation comedy. No. It's like putting a silk purse over a cow's head and calling it mutton and then saying, look at this, here's some mutton. Mutton is good for you, especially if you swallow some fish oil capsules with it. Or just have the fish oil capsules on their own. Wash them down with a bit of whole milk. Small glass glass of whole milk, maybe some cookies, what else? Cheese sandwich, a couple of pickles. Pickles something. Aside, don't just say pickles, by the way, America. You're always talking about, in your media, you're always saying, oh, I'm going to have some pickles now. I just had some pickles. I had some. That's like saying I had some food. It's very unspecific. There are lots of things that can be pickled. I've got at least two pickled items in my fridge at the moment. I've got pickled onions, and I've got, although now that you mention it, I don't, but I usually do have pickled gherkins. There's more than one type of pickle thing. Pickle is just a force. That's like saying I have cooked items, or I have cooks in my, I don't have cooks. That will cause even further confusion. Language is important. You choose your words carefully, or else you'll end up like Hanna-Barbera disappearing into the past. Fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous. Will we make a song out of that? We won't. We will not. We will not make a song out of that. And for another thing, I have to go make dinner soon. Making mild Mexican chicken fajitas. Fajitas. Is that what they're called? Not to be confused with Chiquita bananas. Why would you confuse the two? Maybe because they sound a bit the same. I've never thought of the two things in one moment before now. So, by putting that thought into my head, I've increased further possibilities of me confusing them at some point in the future. Although I suppose there's nothing we can do about that. There's no point crying over spilt milk, because you'll water it down. You'll turn it into low fat, although the fat will still be there. You'll be just adding water to it. Well, maybe you'll drink less of it now, because there's water being watered down a bit, I suppose. I suppose that's how it works. Anyway, good morning.
Sit, Laurie. Sit.
Good cat. IntoYourHead.com.